going. Hallelujah. Praise God. Open your Bibles this morning with me. We're going to go to Colossians chapter 4. I'm really excited about the time that we're in the body of Christ. I believe God is drawing our family members and our loved ones like a magnet. Amen. Last week we told him that he spoke to us about catching them in the net. But not only that he's going to draw them and catch them, but he wants to keep them in his hand. You know, I love the hand of the Lord. You know, he's reminded me that it's like this hand, that we're in the hand of the Lord. When the enemy comes in to try to get us, he closes his hand and protects us. But he gave us a will, and many times people will walk out of the hand of the Lord. He's given everyone a free will. But what the Lord is speaking to my heart about is that this time that we're in right now, I believe we're in the latter days, and we spoke a little earlier about the time is at hand. And I really believe that the time is at hand. And God's looking for the church to arise, amen, and recognize who we are in Christ Jesus. And even though we minister here, it's more important what we do out there. One of the things I want to talk to you about is the word tonight, this morning, is the words of life. And I love the way it's penned in 1 John chapter 1. Verse number 1. He says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. And so one of the things the Lord is speaking to my heart about, so if you look with me in Colossians chapter 4, is reaching the world, reaching those that aren't in Christ, and God cares about every last one. And verse number 5 of Colossians chapter 4, it says, walk in wisdom toward them that are without, or those that are without Christ, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. And so today I want to look at the word of life is our title. We're going to look at our speaking, our seasoning, and our stance, okay? And as children of God. So can we lift the word together and make a declaration here? Repeat after me. Say, I believe. This is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God's word says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word, and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Speak to me, Lord, for I'm listening. My ears are open, and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father, we're so grateful for your word. We're so grateful that you sent it here to accomplish what you sent it here to do. So, Father, I pray, Father God, that you speak through me today. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer in the room. Father God, when we say when everything's said and done and accomplished, all glory and honor and praise will be unto you. So, Lord, we say have your way here today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. One of the things the Lord was speaking to my heart about, it was kind of interesting. First is he looks at our speech, the words that we speak. And I remember as a child growing up, and I think I've grew up, or if I haven't grown up, I'm on the way of growing up. One day I might grow up. But as a child growing up, there were so many different religious cliches or statements and that the church used to use and say, and then we would go out and try to share those things with the world, and the people would look at us like we were crazy or we were nuts. And the Bible says, the Apostle Paul said, the natural man doesn't understand the things of God. They are foolishness to them because they're spiritually discerned. And sometimes we have a tendency to use all these religious jargons or these religious statements, and the world doesn't even understand what we're talking about. Amen? And the Apostle Paul is speaking to the church at Colossae and saying, hey, when you're reaching those outside of the body of Christ, when you're reaching out to them, he wants us to use the right words. He wants us to speak with words that are understood. And sometimes we have a tendency to complicate the things that the Lord has made simple and easy. Amen? Sometimes we want to sound really religious. Are you cold? Huh? You sure? How's everyone else? How many are cold? It's a little chilly. Just one moment. I can feel it warming up in here. Man, can you feel that warmth? Hallelujah. But so first we're gonna look at our speaking. So with that in mind, look with me and Proverbs chapter 17. Verse number 27. Solomon says this. He says, he that hath knowledge spareth his words, and a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. He says, even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise. And he that shutteth his lips is esteemed a man of understanding. Amen? I used to train salespeople. I had a marketing company. I used to train salespeople. And one of the biggest issues that the salespeople had was talking too much. And what they would do is they would talk past the close. In other words, they just keep on rattling off, and the people would lose interest. And so we have the right words to speak when we're speaking the Word of God. You know, recognize who we are. He says to the Apostle Paul says to his student, Timothy, and when you read these letters like to Timothy and Titus and like Philemon, you take it as a teacher writing unto a student. And we're all students. Every last one of us are studying to show ourselves approved, workmen that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So when these letters are written to his students, we are all students, so we should take these letters to heart and apply them personally to our lives, okay? So he says in 2 Timothy chapter 1, 2 Timothy 1, verse number 13. Again, the teacher talking to the student or teaching the student, and we're all students. He said, hold fast the form of sound words, which thou hast heard of me, and faith in love, which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost, which dwelleth in us. Amen. You know, the Bible says the Spirit will give us utterance when we know not what to even speak, all right? And so what we're looking at, we're looking at sharing the good news or the love of Jesus with the world. He's speaking about our speech. Amen. Our speech should be words that are sound, and we speak to the point. And one of the things that the Lord has spoken to me about is this. The Word of God says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Amen. He says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So if we're looking to share the gospel or the love of Jesus, we're sharing the death and resurrection of Jesus. We're sharing the gospel. It's the power of the gospel that brings people to Jesus. My words never saved anyone. The words of God. Amen? And his words are quick and they're powerful and they're sharp. And they'll accomplish what God sent his word to do. So in other words, when he is speaking to us, he says, man, we're just sharing his love. We're sharing his word. Amen? Sometimes we get so caught up in our opinions, we get outside of the Word of God, and opinions never saved anybody either, okay? So the apostle writes to his student Titus, in Titus chapter 2, verse number 7, as he's writing, again, this is teacher writing to students. Look at the one next to you and say, we're all students. We're all in school. Amen? This is the school that we're in right now to equip us to reach the world. Hello? Amen? We're in a training right now. We're in a teaching. And we're not just gathering together on Sunday just to hear a word from the pastor. We're gathering here on Sunday to hear a word from God. Amen? And we pray that God will speak through your pastor and not just your pastor speaking to you. In other words, I've got alone with the Lord to hear what the Lord wants to say to us. And as out of faith, I'm trusting that he's going to do what he said he's going to do. So he says in Titus chapter 2, verse 7, he says, in all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works. In doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity and sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part, or the unbeliever, may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Amen? God didn't call us to go in and start dictating sin in the world. God didn't call us to judge the world. He called us to share the love of Jesus. Jesus said, I didn't even come to judge the world. My Father one day will judge. Amen? And we're not blinking our eyes. We're not saying what's wrong is right and what's right is wrong. We're not twisting the Word of God. But we're accepting everybody right where they're at. I think one of the things the Lord keeps speaking to my heart about is he keeps reminding me because, sometimes I get so spiritual, I'm not having a benefit to the earth. You know, he says, don't get so spiritual that you're not earthly good. The Lord constantly reminds me where he found me, okay? He constantly reminds me that my sin didn't look any different than their sin. Sometimes we get a scale where we judge this sin or that sin. This sin is greater than the other sin. And the Bible says sin is sin. Amen? So we have a tendency as religious people to point at sins that we don't deal with. Amen? Hello? I don't know about you, but every time I point my finger, I have three fingers pointing back at me. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen? So look at this. So now I got to watch how I point at someone else. But he says, let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt. And I was looking at that, they're always with grace, seasoned with salt. You know what salt does? Salt enhances the flavor, but it also preserves. It's also a preservative. So our words are to enhance. Remember, our words are to edify, to encourage, or to comfort the hearers. Amen? So as we're operating in grace, like he says in Ephesians 2, 8, through 10, he says, for by grace you are saved by faith. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For ye are his workmanship, in Christ Jesus, created unto good works that God before ordained that we should walk in them. So as we're looking at this, our words that we're speaking in the world, not just in here, we have a tendency to say everything right in here, but everything wrong out there. And he's talking about in the world that our speech or our words are to have be graceful. What is grace? Unmerited favor. Not deserved. Not earned. So as we're sharing the grace, it's got seasoned and salt with them. That's why the Apostle Paul says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 29. He says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearers. Now, when I was in the world, I sinned like in the world. Daddy was a sailor, joined the Navy, see the world. And as a sailor, I had a sailor's mouth. What came out of my mouth wasn't pleasant words. I cursed. But when I gave my heart to Jesus, he started to transform my life. It just didn't all of a sudden take place one moment. It didn't just happen one moment. It came over time. He began to change the way I spoke. Now, you have a brother and sister that just came to Jesus. They're a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. But they haven't learned the new language yet. They still got the old language. And we have a tendency because of a word that comes forth or something that's said, all of a sudden we have a judgmental spirit that goes forth. And God reminds me that they're a work in progress. Our sanctification is a process. It takes our entire lifetime. Amen. None of us have arrived yet. Amen. What did the Lord say about this room today? He said that he was the teacher and we're all students. And he wants us to understand, the one thing he wants us to understand is we do not compare ourselves with others. Hello? We're not comparing ourselves with others. Amen? Everyone is a child of God, and they're all in different areas and different places with the Lord. We want to encourage one another to root each other on. I read something yesterday that really ministered to my heart, and I got a message coming from it soon. I don't know when it's coming, but it's coming. They did a survey, and here's a survey. Listen to me. When people come and visit a church, if they don't find at least 7 friends in the first 6 months, they'll leave the church. Amen? We're to be friends. Amen? We're to receive no matter where they came from, no matter what they did. We're going to receive them as God received us. Amen? Amen? And then as this happens, it's really cool. But we're not to let the corrupt communication proceed out of our mouth, but that which is good for the use of edifying. Here's what Jesus said. And he said, always with grace, seasoned with salt is our speech. And Jesus said this in Matthew chapter 5. Anybody with me here? Amen. You hear what the Lord's saying? I truly believe there's a harvest of souls that's coming like never before. And God is trying to prepare our hearts to be ready for them. Because God just doesn't want to reach them. He wants to keep them. Amen. And we all have a part. I want you to understand in this room today, listen to me. Every last one is just as important as the other. Just because I'm a pastor, that doesn't make me any more important than you. The Lord reminded me something about the army and the military. You know, there's generals, but there's also privates. And there can't be generals without privates. That in the army, every last one has their part. And we're all in the army of God, and every last one of us have our part. You hear me? Amen. Amen? Look at the one next to you and say, you're really valuable. Not only to me, but to the Lord. Amen? That you matter. Amen? That we can't do what God's called us to do it without you. Amen? That everybody's important. That everybody's a VIP. A very important person. Amen? But Jesus said this. He said this. Listen to me. He speaks about that. He says that in verse Matthew 5:13, he says, you are the salt of the earth. But the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and be trodden under the foot of men. He goes immediately and says, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. You know? He says, let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how to answer every man that asks you. And what that is what the Lord was speaking to my heart there about is that's the stance, the stance. We have the speech, the season, and the stance. The stance that we take is that we're ambassadors for Christ. What does an ambassador do? He represents another. So as I'm going into the world, I'm not representing me. I'm not representing Greatest Freedom Ministries. I'm representing the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords because I'm an ambassador for Christ. You know, and when you have an ambassador, there's a hedge of protection over you as an ambassador. So God wants you to understand who you work for. You're a representative of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I remember when I was younger, it was back a few days ago, the youth group used to be called Christ Ambassadors. Amen? And we had a song, we are Christ Ambassadors. Do you remember, Barbara Judy?
Yes. We are Christ Ambassadors, and our colors we must unfurl. We must show we're cleansed from sin, and that Jesus dwells within. We must show we're cleansed from sin, and that Jesus dwells within, proving duly that we're truly Christ ambassadors. Christ ambassadors.
Amen. Hallelujah. Give God a hand clap of praise. How many children of God do we have in here? Let me see your hand. God is saying to you that you're his ambassador, that you're his representative in this world. Amen? I don't know about you, but when an ambassador went to a foreign nation, he went with privilege. He went with protection. Amen? Because he was in a foreign nation representing his nation. And we're in a foreign, as we're going into this foreign nation, because we're heavenites, our kingdom's been transferred. Amen? We're representing heaven here on earth. Amen. I don't know about you, but that makes me happy. So look with me in 2 Timothy chapter 2, and let's look about the stance that we're taking as Christ's ambassadors. Verse number 14. Again, the teacher's writing to the students. We're all students. You know, we're studying to show ourselves approved. We're learning. We're growing. He says in verse 14, of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study to shew thyself approved to God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more godliness. You know what? It's like when you're sharing the truth, and when you really talk too much, you really get off of the truth. Hello? And all of a sudden, the truth becomes exaggerated. Amen? I kind of think it's like Solomon warned us in Proverbs chapter 10. Say, thank you, Jesus, for teaching me. Solomon said in Proverbs 10, verse number 19, he says, in the multitude of words, there wanteth not sin. Or there's a step or it increases it. But he that refraineth his lips is wise. Amen. I love that. We used to teach when I was training in sales and training people in sales. There was an old statement that said, KISS was keep it simple, stupid. But in the kingdom of God, the Lord says stupid is an ignorant thing to call someone. Amen? Life enough in the power of tongues. So the KISS, or keeping it simple, saint, okay? So God is saying to you and I, keep it simple, saint. We don't have to complicate what God has made simple. He says just love people. Love them right where they're at. Share my love with them. Share my word with them. And let me do the work. One thing I have learned is I can't change anybody. I don't know about you, but I have enough problem changing myself. Is anybody there besides me? Hello? You know, and if I have a problem changing myself, what am I going to do to try to change you? I remember I've shared this before, but in ministry, when I first got into the ministry, man, I was pumped up. I was excited, man. I was going to go out and change this world. You know, I was going out there, and God put all these people in front of me, and I was trying to change all these people, and I wanted to throw in the towel because I couldn't change a soul. Amen? And then one day, the Lord says, what are you doing? I said, well, Lord, you want to change people. And he said, you're exactly right. I'll change them, not you. And understand, when we're sharing the love of Jesus in this world, if you get rejected, they're not rejecting you. They're rejecting the one that you serve. Amen? And we don't take it personally. I remember when I first went out and was training and teaching people to go into cold evangelism and knock on the doors at first. And when they didn't want to receive the word, I would get irritated, and my words would become irritated. But the Apostle Paul, he gave us instructions what to do. He says, when you go to the house, if they receive you, step in. If they don't receive you, shake off the dust off your feet and go on. Amen? In other words, it's not a personal thing. We're not to take it personally. So in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, anybody with me here? Do you know the Lord's giving you exactly what you need? Hello? The Apostle Paul says this in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 12. He said, for our rejoicing is this, that the testimony of our conscience, that in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, we had our conversation in the world and more abundantly to you word. Amen? So what is the Lord saying to us today in closing? I better make this a little long close here. The kids will jump on me. No, I'm kidding. Hallelujah. What is he saying to us in closing? He says, let our speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that we may know how to answer every man that asks us the question. What is the question? How to go to heaven? How to get to heaven? Amen? We have the answer. His name is Jesus. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. But one of the things the Lord is speaking about today, he says, it's not just our speech, and our speech is seasoned, amen, because of the stance we take as who we represent, but we have a standing with him, that we are standing on the promises of God. And one of the things he says in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 14, the Word of God says this. He says, now thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. For we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ, and them that are saved, and in them that perish. To the one we are the savor of death unto death, and to the other the savor of life unto life. And who is sufficient for these things? For we are not as many which corrupt the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as of God, in the sight of God, speak we in Christ. Amen? What the Lord is saying to us today, hey, he is saying, hey, we're to look for good things to say. You know, there's so much argument in the world, and we're not going to win anyone to Christ in argument. If the natural man does not understand the things of God, we cannot try to talk to the natural man about the things of God. We cannot talk to them about how to get to God so that they can understand spiritual things. Because if we're doing it in the natural, we're trying to bring the spiritual, it's a bunch of butting heads, and we're pushing them away instead of drawing them. Remember what Jesus said. Jesus said, no one comes to the Father but by the Son. And no one comes to the Son except the Father draw them. And what God says to you and I is ambassadors, what we're doing and what we're to do is we're to look where he's at work and we're to enter there. But what's most important here in this atmosphere, at this atmosphere, that we learn the things that God wants us to learn so we can become everything God's called us to be. See, the world had distorted the image that God created us in. The world had perverted the image, and God is restoring everything that the enemy has stolen. Let me say this to you. There is not one thing you can do about the past to change it. Not one thing. But you can say, Lord, I'm ready. I'm ready for all you have for me today. This is the day that the Lord has made. And we choose to rejoice and we choose to be glad in it. So in closing today, what the Lord is saying to you and I, he says in Philippians 4:19, he says, my God shall supply all my need according to his glory in Christ Jesus. Number one, what do you have need of? What do you have need of? Do you have need of healing? Do you have need of deliverance? Amen. Whatever you have need of, he is here to supply. Let's bow our heads and let us pray. Father, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word. And I'm grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish what you sent it here to do. Lord, I know that the word that was spoken today was about ministering outside the walls. But you want to reach each and every one of us right where we're at here today. So if you're here today and you're in a body of friends, you're in a body of brothers and sisters. What a true brother and sister does, they love each other just like we are. I don't know about you, but in my family, we all have different personalities. But we all love each other. And what the Lord wants you to understand today is he's here to supply for your need. So if there's something that you need healing for, would you just please come? Let us stand in agreement with you. If you need deliverance in your life, come. Wherever you need help, we're here as a body to stand together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.